G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Today on the show, it's the 2 minute warning question time. We'll be taking your questions. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review and tell your friends. All right, get stuck in.
I feel pissed looking at him.
You got drunk from the fumes.
Oh, mate.
This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rean, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, how are we?
Don't worry about us. How are you? You look...
You're a disgrace.
My voice takes a little while to recover.
You are an utter disgrace. And I understand why you're in the doghouse at home. You're a disgrace.
Nick has gone harder than anybody at the Brownlow. You best on ground from all the reports. Just flying through. What time did you finish up?
Late after 12.
Who were the last couple hanging around when you were still going?
Other than you, of course.
Yeah, no, I went looking for a different. Yeah, I got bored of one and went looking for others, and
Different groups. You're talking,
different.
Well, who were the sightings of notable people?
Oh mate, it was still going quite well.
If you were Jordan last night, who was Scotty Pippen? Who else was up and about?
Look, I don't.
He's not naming names.
It was all off the record.
He can't remember.
He looks cooked,
to.
Mate.
It was
he
all does. Off the record.
He Are does. You a chance to spew, the first one ever to spew in a 2 minute warning?
No, no chance. No chance. I've rebounded.
If it was me.
If you're going to do it, give us a 2 minute warning before you do.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah.
If it was me, I'd be done.
I'm just very tired these days. I don't get tired.
I voice and everything.
Oh, really?
I'm a tider. I'll just get tired. I'll shut it down for 2 days.
And my voice, because I just, like, yeah. 5-6 beers, I'll just talk everyone's ear off.
And we all know you don't mind the Winnie Blues.
No, I don't actually.
Yeah, gutless ciggies down the back.
I don't do that.
Gutless ciggies. You and Robbo.
Maybe when I was 18, well, one or two, but I'm
living
not
in the middle of nowhere in your regional town. What was it called?
Boat, is it?
Out the outback. Tell you what, mate. When I used to smoke, it was that hot out in the outback. Hey, I didn't even need a light. I just put my cigarette on a rock.
Fried egg on the card.
My cigarette just
Caleb
sparked
Daniel
off a rock.
Was lucky he was in a different room last night. Otherwise, I would have been there talking about when the Maccas came to town and everything else. It's just because I talk everyone's ear off, so my voice goes.
When I left about 9 o'clock and you were quite composed. You were fine.
Yeah.
Well, you had 7 hours on that. What do you think's going to happen?
Things escalated quickly.
It's just my voice going. I can't stop talking. So
righto,
it happens.
Keep it together.
All right. You got an employee here, Josh, who you're his boss, and you've turned up like this.
Who was on the red carpet?
Yes. Now, so I was a few cameras up from Josh. No, it was fantastic. I can't wait to see the finished product. You got all the big names. I'm not going to give it away.
What time does this come out, Josh?
I'm actually editing it right now. I've been in early today trying to finish it.
Thanks for focusing
what a
on
shit
the
show.
Podcast.
You got the boss is pissed and the other bloke's editing a movie.
I've stopped for this. But,
sure, thank you.
It was meant to be midday, but probably like more like 1 o'clock just to make it good. It's been done before the red carpet.
Yeah.
So like it's been done so many times. So I was like, what would be funnier is if the whole thing of us being the funny man on the red carpet was just a ruse and it was all to get to one person in particular. That's all I'll say. Okay.
Okay.
But it's all light and fun. Like it's all. It's not like.
Did you get this person?
Yeah, we had two options because did two scripts for the intro, and we got both, so we can choose both depending on what HR say.
I'm excited.
What HR say? Yeah, I love it. All right, let's rock and roll because I've got a meeting and I need to be in this meeting.
What are we doing today?
So we're going to do – we had a lot of questions coming out of the Brownlow, so we're just going to do question time, basically.
Yeah.
The siren on the audience questions. Josh is going to read them out, and we'll get stuck into them.
Now, some of these – this is no offence, Josh, but some of these don't have names of who sent them in. So hopefully if your question gets asked, just take pride in that.
Don't need names.
Without your name being
mentioned. Don't need names.
I'm doing it. I'll just read it from the page so we get the – give them the credit.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, stress less.
Let's go. Let's kick in. What is that we say? Stuck in?
Let's get stuck in.
You might as well keep that mic too, mate. I can't imagine Nick speaking much.
He's not going to contribute too much.
Obviously, a lot of Brownlow questions. Wardy3529, who's everyone's pick for the 2022 Brownlow?
Oh, I know Zave's already done his research.
I'm going to tee off here, and unfortunately for me, the value's already gone because I wasn't the only one that noticed this. But Tom Mitchell, after nine rounds last night, he had 3 votes. Whew. He ended up with mid-20s, 26,
I think
it was. So ploughed in. Like
steamrolled.
The back half, massive. opened up at $34.
For next year.
For next year. He's my pick for the Brownlow next year.
But what's he
absolutely
on, what's he at now?
17s. It's still overs. Man, remember what he was after he won it?
Yeah, like $1.12.
Yeah, but then opened up at $1.90 or something. Like, I still reckon that's massive overs, and I think he'll win the Brownlow. 2022, come at me.
The obvious answer is Sam Walsh, right? I mean, he's 12 years old and he polled 30 votes.
I reckon he might need a little bit more pressure next year.
Yeah, oh, there will be more pressure. And also, new coach, new system. We don't know how it's going to work. It could be great for him.
And by pressure, I mean opposition pressure in terms of the De Boer stuff.
Well, and also the outside pressure. Now he's going to be talked about as a Brownlow favourite for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But already you can see a guy at his age, if you're polling 30 votes, that's Judd areas where you're just polling 30 when you're 20
years polling
old.
30 and finishing fourth.
So I ran some stats on that this morning. So there's 97 years of the Brownlow. In 93 of them, Bont would have won with 33 votes.
Yeah.
In 90 of them, Oliver would have won. And in 88 of them, Walsh would have won. So the bloke who finished fourth with 30 votes, he would have won a Brownlow almost any other year.
Any other year. It's crazy. It's a great count. So you're Sam Walsh?
I just think, I think he's going to track towards it. You could tip Sam Walsh now for the next 10 years, and at some point, you're going to be right.
He's already had that kind of attention in a lot of games. Like, it's not like he just broke out this year. He's been doing
it for a while now. Carlton is shit. You just stop him. Like, that's it. It's
not
pretty simple.
When your mate Clarko signs on. Have you texted him yet?
I told you. He said yes,
definitely.
Yeah. I'm in,
just waiting on the contract.
Just quickly, the favourite is Bont. Bont, Wines, Oliver, Walsh, Petrarca.
All right. What's Walsh at?
$9.
That's pretty good. You're not going to get him much better than that.
I'll take Tom Mitchell. Nick?
I was going to go Sam Walsh as well.
Beautiful.
I feel like Nick's going to agree with a lot.
Yeah.
Today. No, I thought that from the start. He's very young, poll 30
All right, next answer. All right,
next one.
All right, let's go to, do you think the umpires get caught up in the media hype, i.e. the record tallies? That was from Edward 40 Hands.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, they're human. They read everything and see everything.
I was talking to Adam Papalia last night. We were sitting next to each other, and we were talking about the system and how it's kind of flawed, right? So we love the fact that the Brownlow's weird and unique, and the voting, we kind of all know what it's like now. The midfielders get it. But like the umpires are under so much pressure already, and we expect them to then walk off the ground and know how every one of the 44 players perform.
Especially now when they're umpiring thirds.
Correct.
Back in the day, there was one umpire.
Yeah.
Then two umpires. So at least your third umpire could be 70 metres from the play.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be stuck down one end and all that sort of. So it really, to me, it's kind of silly. So we either just love it for what it is, but if we actually want it to be accurate, like there was the game where Sam Taylor shut down Tomahawk.
Had 17 or 19 interceptors.
Didn't get a single vote. And, you know, there were games where, you know, like – Nick Nack got 5 or 6 votes. He had a better season than Dom Sheed.
I was actually impressed to see the number of key forwards getting votes last night. Like Souvlaki, when he kicked 7,
but
he got the votes.
But they always do. If you get 5+, you're usually getting votes, right?
Yeah, not always.
No, probably not always. But it's at least with the forwards, if they have a statement game, they can get them.
Yeah.
You know, if Josh Bruce is getting 3 votes for 10 goals. But Taylor's game was a defender's version of Bruce, and he gets
better
donuts. Yeah. So I think they do get caught up.
Not better.
The big names, Bont, you know, Oliver.
It's a midfielder's game, mate. It's played between the arcs. It's
put it this way. Ollie Wines had 36 votes. That's the equal most ever with Dustin Martin. Did Ollie Wines have the equal greatest season of all time? Because we're pretty sure Dusty's.
Well, yes.
Well, technically,
according to me, yes.
According to your sports betting accounts. But
the glass fence.
But no, he didn't. So that clearly the votes are getting higher. And it's not necessarily an accurate reflection.
No, okay.
Yep.
All right, next one. just on that, a couple of people DM'd in, and they were saying that, do you think it's about time they have a defender award? Because otherwise a defender's never ever going to win or poll well.
Defensive player of the year, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
why
feel like the NBA.
Why don't we have that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Who would have been?
The spot. Sam Taylor.
Taylor or May or something.
Nah, it wouldn't
like
have been
that.
Sam Taylor as much as I
would have been May or Lever,
Stephen
May.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to just be a defender. It could be a tagger.
A little maybe.
Defensive forward. Like anyone who is like a pressure player.
Nah, I think it has to be a defender.
Yeah, not a tagger?
Nah, because if you're a tagger, you're simply not good enough to be a midfielder.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but if you're a back pocket, you're typically the last bloke picked and then suddenly you're amazing.
Yeah, but at least that's your job. Like you've actually, that's a position.
Well, tagging's a job.
Yeah, no, it's a position. Tagging's not a position.
Wow.
Nah, it has to be in the back six.
Well, okay, well, hold on a minute. Is Bailey Dale more defensive than, I don't know, who's the best tagger in the game right now? Who are we looking at?
It's a good question.
Do we even have any?
DeBoer?
No. Matt DeBoer.
Let's say Matt DeBoer. Is he, Bailey Dale, that doesn't have anywhere near as much.
No, but he wouldn't win the award either.
But that's what, so he's eligible because he's
a defender? Yeah, he's eligible, but he's not going
to
win it.
Matt DeBoer's not eligible?
No, that's right. Nah. And Matt DeBoer should just be a midfielder then. If he wants to be eligible for the Brownlow, go for it. Have 30. He can't do it, so he tags.
Why do you hate Matt DeBoer?
I love Matt DeBoer. I really like Matt DeBoer. He's a star.
He's a good guy.
It's my son's Ted's favourite player. Who's your favourite Giant? Matt DeBoer. Who is mum's favourite? Josh Kelly.
Who's dad's favourite?
Toby Green.
Toby.
Yeah. No, he knows him. But yeah, Matt, he originally thought it was Matt DeBoer with Meatball.
Well, I would have thought he would have picked Tom Green, being this he's his half brother, but obviously it's a bit
so I'm talking about awkward. My I'm talking about my yeah, second son, not my eldest son. Yeah. Yeah. He was actually funny. Tom Green and Taranto over here in Perth at the moment.
Yes.
Might have been party hopping on the weekend and wound up at a house party.
You?
No, I wasn't there. Got a lot of DM sending me on Instagram. Come get your boy and all this sort of stuff.
Got a couple of threes last night, Tommy.
He did. Very early.
Two or three,
too.
I think. Yeah. And so did our boy Noah Anderson.
Yeah.
We were sitting across from each other at the table, but every time one of our hardball gets guys come up, just a little nod.
Hello.
Yeah, Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson. Hold
one. Hold a couple. Yeah, no. We had our little nods.
We know who's polling.
Our boys.
Does anyone actually rate the Brownlow suppliers of coaches? This is from Matt Thompson. Coaches award, other option, or the BNF, are they rated more highly amongst
coaches? So the coaches award, the players MVP, or the Brownlow?
Yep, and the BNFs to the clubs.
I reckon the coaches don't give two shits about the Brownlow.
No, they couldn't care about that.
I would say, and they would obviously.
Mate, Clarko slept through Tom Mitchell's.
That's right.
I think the players probably appreciate the players' award.
The players want the Brownlow. The Brownlow's
when you read out the honour roll, it's flags, Brownlow's.
Yeah, Brownlow's is right up there. But in terms of, I reckon, the most accurate reflection would be the coaches.
I agree.
Awards, because they're voting simply on that game.
Yep. The players won. Half the players. Was it Sam Butler who just didn't know anybody?
Yeah, Sam Butler. A lot don't know anyone. And they used to, it's like voting for leadership group at some clubs. I know that they say if you're under 21, you're not eligible to vote. Because you don't know what type of, like, why are you voting on who's captain of this football club when you've been here for 3 minutes and you don't know anything about how the dynamic of the club works? I'd say the Coaches Association is probably a reflection, but Brownlow's still number one for the players, absolutely. And financially, to Ollie Wines, cash and checks now.
Oh, really? Well, so what would come to him in the next week?
He's actually having surgery tomorrow, but...
I was sitting next to one of the AFL staffers who was responsible for it, and they had the contract. They have to sign a contract straight away because they then become an ambassador for the AFL. So Brownlow medalist is an automatic ambassador.
Ollie Wines, I can confirm, was looking a bit like Nick today.
Oh, Dusty.
Hung as a horse. We interviewed him this morning.
Yep.
Brett, 2021 Brownlow medalist, Ollie Wines, welcome to the show. Yeah, g'day, guys. Absolutely skilled.
Well, it's a brutal thing, right? So I did Fifey the year after he won it, and he literally hadn't gone to the hotel yet. He walked up to Crown on the side there along the river and just did the presser, like pale as Nick, and just dead. And I was like,
it's a fresh show, mate.
And he'd just done like Sunrise Crosses, Today Show Crosses. I was like,
how are you not in a condition where you're almost in a body bag if you haven't slept?
I know.
But you're still expected to go on these national programs.
All morning. So just on that coaches award, Adrian Barrich actually, I don't know where he got this stat from. It could be accurate. It might not be. but he's talked, compared to coaches of votes, 11 players who got max votes from the coaches got no votes from the umpires in that game.
Yeah, well, Sam Taylor would have been a perfect example of that.
There you go. And 6 players who got the 3 votes from the umpires got no votes from the coaches.
Mm.
So it's a completely different system, really. Mm. And I would argue that you're right. The coaches one is the most accurate.
On how you've gone, I think.
And the 100%. Umpires are at the stoppages. They see who wins the ball at stoppages. That's their main focus.
I would like to see, and I know it's a bit confusing, but the NBA used some similar models for all-star voting and some MVP stuff. Whether it's a weighted system where the coaches' votes count, there's the umpires' votes count.
Fans.
And not fans, because you're always.
They do the fans in the NBA.
That's for all-stars.
They always try and get some sneakies in.
Yeah. Yao Ming used to always be the first voted in, even when he hadn't played in a year.
Yeah.
But I reckon a system where you've got maybe umpires, coaches, and certain media that actually go to games and watch games.
Who? Nah, you're not going to get certain meaning because I reckon some of the big media personalities
don't watch enough footy.
Like to have the facade that they're watching all these games, but they're not.
100%. But there are media who do, so you have to get the right ones.
Mm.
And you can
who's your most trusted journalist?
Duff. So in WA, I would say Duff goes to every single game. Mm. He watches it with the right eye, and I would say he's got a pretty accurate reflection on exactly who's in it. I'm assuming there's a Melbourne version of Duff. I know all the guys' names, but I don't know who's actually covering.
Go on, name one.
Well, Damien Barrett, he would be. Sam McClure would be going to a lot of games. Yeah. Jay Clark would go to a lot of games.
Jake Nile.
Yeah, but they're still only doing 3 a week, probably.
Yeah, but they only have to do that game.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a nominated source for each game, maybe.
Yeah.
Rather than a yearly thing. I don't know. I'd like to see some sort of hybrid system. Mm. But I love the Brownlow. So
let's just not change things.
It's super weird.
I'm sick of change.
Brownlow's fine.
Yeah.
Stay with that. Do you think there's time for it to be banned of the Brownlow, even though we're saying that? Do you think there's a region for an ex-player vote? Or you think it's better how it is, obviously?
Ex-player vote? No. I think, as you said, we get enough of that. Like, we get enough of the same panels.
Just leave it.
Talking about the same stuff, and there's clearly sometimes you can see that they haven't watched any footy or very minimal.
Just leave it.
Yeah, I think so.
We've just got some rapid-fire ones, just points of note. Yabby Man, loving the fact that 2 Echuca lads in the top 3.
Yeah.
How much of a fill-up has Zave had from the Wines win?
Quite a lot.
Pool fence.
Can we talk about like an over-under number or you don't feel comfortable?
No, not really, but you'd probably Google how much it would cost to wrap a glass pool fence around your pool.
Well, it depends if you're being sponsored or not.
No answer there.
Company's doing your pool fence?
No, I can't say anything, mate.
So he's not getting a discount?
No, I am. Ollie Wines was successful, and I really like Jared Lyons' top 10 and Mills' top 20.
He's clean. You've cleaned up.
Reasonable evening.
Do you normally have a good Brownlow? Are you good at picking Brownlow nights? So this is a rare win.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I find that the Brownlow is super hard to make money on.
No, I won on Fifey, actually. When did Fifey win it last?
19?
Oh, and the other ones were too hard. Like Neil was too.
They're all too short.
Yeah. $1
When the favourite's like $1.60, you're in trouble.
Fife, I had Fife at the start of the year.
Yep.
So that was probably the last one I had to do.
That was why last night was so good because Wines was a favourite, but he was like $3.30 or something.
Well, mate, the live markets were swinging like.
I bet.
Rapid fire. And that's it. I was so nervous. So I was sitting there watching. For some reason, live betting to tell me who's going to win the Brownlow that I'm watching live. Like, what do they know more than I know? Absolutely nothing.
I was sitting next to Carl Langdon. He was calling every vote before it came out. This guy gets 3. This guy gets 3. Yeah. And it was pretty good. He was accurate. Yeah. But one of them was like, Bontz had like 35 and kicked 5 or something. And he was like, Bontz going to get the 3. I was like, no, I know that. I know that one.
Yeah, because there were some, because I was looking
at him. He was doing the same thing. He had his own tracker and he was like, so people are so into it. I love it.
He was, because Brownlow's normally on a Monday night. He said he's normally in the chair.
Oh, of course.
He's like, this is what I do.
I listen.
Just different audience, a very much smaller audience.
And while I mentioned rival radio station.
Yeah, go.
So I was cooking dinner last night, so I didn't actually watch the 7 broadcast, on and off a little bit, but I had SEN on the radio who took the 7 feed. And it was a good little chat. Mick Barlow was in it. There was a couple of lads, and they were just bantering away, picking who they thought was good and who'd fallen off the pace. And
so
all
they took
stuff.
The count, and then in between the ads, they just did their chat.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was good. I was cooking dinner at the same time. Worked well.
Yep. Cool.
Just probably last two on the Brownlow. First one, Giants now the only team without a Brownlow winner. Mm. Who will be there first?
We can raffle it. I mean, Hopper voted. Quite well. Early on, he was polling really well.
Mm.
You could easily see Josh Kelly having a year where he puts it all together.
Had a couple of threes early.
Yeah. Tom Green at some point is going to start polling.
Will Cornelio be there next year?
I don't know.
So I thought he was a chance of Brownlow last
couple of years. He's such a nice bloke. Like he's last night, did you chat to him?
I actually had a really interesting one. Chatted to him, said, I asked him first question, we'll get to this tough stuff. I'd be worried about Juventus because he's a massive Juventus fan.
Yeah.
And then I said, what's scary, Juventus are watching making their mark for the first time. And he said he's never ever watched it.
Really?
Never even opened it. And his girlfriend's or fiance, whatever, has never opened it and watched it either. So I thought that was interesting because he was probably came off.
Yeah, wasn't. Well, I don't know if he came off like he didn't look bad, but the situation was horrible for him.
Terrible,
he handled himself really well.
Did you watch making their mark?
I didn't get all the way through it.
Did
didn't watch it all.
No, and it's
I didn't watch a second of it.
I was in. Yeah. I was there for almost all of it. So when I
heard he was just pissed that he wasn't in it.
No, no. But when I heard about it, I was like, I'm
going to
be all in on this because I kind of lived it. And then I got halfway through. I was like, I get it. The whole Canelio thing. And
there's no better stuff than the F1.
Yeah, all this stuff.
The F1. What's that one on Netflix? This is when they follow this. That is the best by far.
Yeah. But who knows? I did hear that he was hoping to be Captain Steel, but that's still up in the air and at GWS.
Oh, I think that might be taken out of his hands.
Put it this way, I would say he's gettable, but he's a high price.
He's a better get than Freo and Lachie Neale.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have to pay as much.
No, you're paying half his contract because Giants would pay
Giants
half.
Giants would cover half to not have the
and
other
it wouldn't
half
take as much
And
draft.
You're not giving away first round draft picks either.
No. Yeah. No, you'd still have to give him something.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's still a value. But you're right, the price is far lower and it's essentially a
But
same
is he
type
a value or is there a greater value by having 500,000 more available
greater
for
They're playing
Giants.
In a forward pocket.
Depends what you can do with the money. If you can split the money and have, say, you can get Canelio in the door and you can maybe get a Jordan Clark and then you can maybe get another piece because I don't think they're done. I think the Dockers are going to be the busiest team in trade.
Well, period. Jordan Clark's done. You know
yeah,
that.
It's not officially done, but it's happening.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll have there's some potential Rory Lobb noise that won't go away.
I'm not
at the Brownlow last night, Rory. Not that he would have been a sure thing, but he's.
Did he get a vote?
Yeah, he got a few. A
couple of those games are his best on ground. Yeah. Like big key games, yeah.
Yeah, game against Sydney, he got a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Final one. Was Mundy robbed?
No, he was accurate. I mean, he started unbelievably well and then slowed down, which is. He said that before the count, right? He's like, I'll come out faster, then I'll just stop.
Yeah, he had a quiet patch and a couple of good games.
He's
at the end
36
of the year.
Years old.
Yeah. Oh, is that a record for his age? I haven't done the math.
I assume what so, did Boomer right? Harvey do?
Yeah, that was the one. I thought Boomer had that year at the end.
Yeah.
And Richo would
have. Richo.
But he wouldn't have been 36, would he?
Oh, chose his life. It was 2008. Yeah,
he would have been in his 30s.
He would have retired before 36, Richo.
Yeah, he would have been close. Maybe 33, 4 range. Yeah. But,
well, not many get to 36 anyway, so probably not.
No, exactly. Mundy, what a freak.
He's a freak, mate. I'm 34 and everything hurts. A
lot of love for Travis Boak last night.
I thought he overpolled.
There was five or six ladies at the Brownlow who all said to me they're in love with Travis Boak.
Really? Yeah.
The most handsome bloke they've ever seen. And also he won that, you know, Jim Steins Award. Travis Boak's stock on the rise.
It's been a while since we've done the most handsome rankings.
Well, apparently Travis Boak needs to be included.
Yeah,
I was
right.
I taken aback when I saw him in person.
He was handsome, right?
Yeah.
There's a vibe there.
The flutters.
Yeah.
He's single.
He's huge, too.
I think he's married, isn't he? No, he's single.
Oh, I don't know. Definitely not. I wouldn't have thought married.
Oh, wow. Well, that's huge news.
He's in
for our female listeners, some of our male listeners.
Hetero life partnership with Sam Palpepper, isn't he?
Yeah, they do live together, yeah.
Let me do a little bit of stalking.
Research here.
What else are we going to talk about?
Oh, one more here quickly, guys. Sorry.
No photos of girlfriends in any of it.
Interesting.
He's single or single.
Interesting.
Mitchell Grimes says, can you go through the top 10 and tell us who you take over Wines in your side?
Go through the top 10.
You got the top 10?
Yeah, I'll get it up. Okay, hang on. Because I did take a video.
I take Bontempelli.
Well, Bont, yes.
Hang on.
I take Clayton.
Clayton Oliver.
All right, yeah, go. It went Bont, Clary, Walsh.
I should go one at a time. Bont, yes.
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 Yep.
Next.
Clary.
Yes.
Yes.
Sam Walsh.
Yes.
Darcy Parrish.
No.
No.
Jack Steele.
No.
No.
Tom Mitchell.
Yes.
Unsure.
You can't have unsure.
Are you pissed?
I'll say no then. No. I'll take one.
Zave, you're not answering these questions.
Oh, sorry. You guys just took off. Bont, yes. Clary, yes. Who was the other one? My phone's cooked. Sam Walsh, yes. Darcy Parrish, no. Jack Steele, no. Tom Mitchell, yes. Travis Boak, no.
No, no.
Jared Lyons,
no.
And no from me. And Christian Petrarca,
yes. Yes. We're all pretty clear on the agreements there. So it's
about five.
Yeah.
Great count.
I know what. Really good I know count. What. Who was the question from then, Josh?
I said it before. Mitchell Grimes.
Yeah, Mitchell. I know what he's getting at. He's saying he's Grimes really the best player in the AFL. That's not really what the problem is.
We'll go through it. Matt Prittis wasn't.
No.
Yeah. Shane O'Woden wasn't.
Adam Cooney wasn't. Adam Cooney wasn't. Was Lachie Neale the best?
No, he's not the best player in the AFL, but he had a really great year.
Yeah, of course he is. So did Ollie Wines.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is,
Dusty
right?
Martin was the best player in the competition that year by far.
Yes.
yeah. and won the Brownlow.
There's a few years.
Fife.
Danger's year. Fife's
the best
year.
Half a competition.
Dusty's year. Judd's year. There's some years where it's like the actual best player definitely wins it. Gary Ablett flipped it. Remember, he had the year he should have won it and didn't.
Was that when Bartell won it?
Juddy's second Brownlow wasn't the best player that year. No way.
But his first one, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
How good was West Coast Chris Judd, by the way?
Yeah.
Every time you see those highlights, you're like, mate, I can't remember this.
It was very good.
It was very, very good.
I've got something here about Ollie Wines, right? You know, I've been saying all year his work rate went from being going down, long down the line and getting to a contest last year. Have a guess how many marks Ollie Wines had last year, a shorter season.
I know it's not many.
Well, under one a game?
A shorter season, 17 games.
Okay, I'd say he probably had 40.
Yeah, 36.
He had 30 marks total last year.
Wow.
This year, longer games, 100.
Yes.
Isn't that just not an example of him working harder, being fitter and getting into space 100%. More?
100%, getting to the spots. Yep.
Was it last year, with the water skiing last year?
No, a couple
2 years ago. Last year was the COVID thing, remember?
Oh,
he got interviewed at his house and nearly shut the whole season down.
And another one, just really quickly, last year, obviously his disposals are higher. Last year, he only had 186 uncontested disposals. Uncontested. This year he had 412.
Whoa, that's the big number.
Yeah, working into space, worked harder. Chase the footy out.
Get
space.
Some of those cheapies, man. Like, you know.
That's it.
Just that's
But eventually they'll man him up.
Well, that's how you go from 26 to 32. Yeah. Like, you're not going to get that doing more inside work.
No.
And remember, he was always banged up.
Yeah.
We talked about it. He just gets smashed every time.
Well, that's what happens when you sit long down the line. As soon as it hits the ground, you've got to hunt it. Whereas at least he's sort of moving and getting there and working his opponent over.
So who are they working at the moment? If you're Port Adelaide and you're put out the team sheet every week, who are they putting the work into right now? Wines.
Oh, Ollie Wines.
Yeah. Wines now. Boak's moved into the next phase. I mean, he's still a fantastic player, but he's not their best player now. Wines is now their best player. That's clear.
Yeah, Brownlow medalist.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm Gray.
No, he's a Brownlow medalist.
Gray's not quite.
Gray's gone.
What he was.
Yeah,
he's just a nice piece. Kind of like Lacroix at the end.
But
still dangerous. Yeah. You wouldn't want to leave him alone.
Could kick four in a grand final. Yeah. Go, shit, that's pretty good.
That's, that's what he does. But he's not their best player or even in their best four or five.
You know what happens next?
What?
I'm not a metal girl.
Oh. Hey, right. We're done with the questions. What's going on around the AFL?
Are we done with the questions?
Oh, there was a couple for the grand final.
Oh, sorry.
That was just the end of the Brownlow.
Do we
sorry.
Just quickly, who kicks the first goal of the grand final and also Norm Smith tip?
It's hard to kick the first goal in the grand final. Pressure's really on. The high pressure, the cooker environment.
You've got
to be super
market.
Clean to pick it up one end and snap it from 30 on your left.
Well, you're the perfect man to ask. So who is this year's Xavier Ellis?
I am into Aaron Norton this year.
That's such an obvious answer. He's probably the favourite. Is he the favourite? He'd be in the top two or three.
Sorry, that was my Norm Smith selection.
Norm Smith.
Yeah. Sorry,
Aaron Norton.
Sorry, Big Head.
Against Lever and May.
Well, how's May moving at the moment?
Oh, not great, but geez, that is a bold call.
The only way they win. Big Head. The only way they win, Big Head. I was just looking at a photo of Ollie Wines.
Mate, he's a chunky head.
That's a jawline.
Yeah. So before you pop me and go, you're a dick, hey, I've gone with a bloke who is Norton. $34.
What's Bailey Smith into now? I guess he's come flying in.
Ah, yeah, 15.
Yeah, he was at 30s when he opened.
Yeah, so I'm going Norton to absolutely rip the grand final in Newey. A bit like Hawkins did when Pods Yadley went down with a shoulder.
When
how
was
he
the
didn't...
last time a key forward won a Norm?
They don't. They don't.
Gary Ablett?
Tom Hawkins should have won it that year.
Should have won it that year.
Should have won it in 2016.
Should have won it.
Yes.
Tom Boyd changed the game that year.
Yeah, no, you're right. And Johannesson was good, but he wasn't.
Yeah, it was same. Both of those guys.
Well, you're missing one bloke who was actually best on ground.
Dale Morris.
No, Josh Kennedy from Sydney had three goals in 30 at three-quarter time.
Oh, yeah. And Tom Mitchell was very good in that grand final.
That third quarter was the best quarter I'd seen of an individual player.
So Hawkins' grand final in 2011 was 19 disposals, three goals, seven contested marks.
Yeah.
Just a beast.
He had to kick a few more when he took those big grabs.
What was the score, though? Was it a low-scoring game?
Yeah, probably.
3-3 and seven contested marks. Nah, so, that was nine.
So who is first goal scorer?
Oh, first goal, shit, who knows?
Like Bailey
Cody
Fritch.
Cody Waitman.
Bailey Fritch has
Fritchie
some,
could do something yeah. like that. Waitman, I reckon, will be on the bench to start. Probably. It's going to be a hard one.
It might take a while.
Like a Fritch. Maybe like a Tom McDonald, like just a random, but he could play.
Luke Jackson.
I was going to say, resting, the resting ruckman yeah. or whatever.
What about us just naming Melbourne forwards because we can't think of any Bulldogs? We can't. I'll tell you who does sneak forward as kick goals early in finals this year. Liberatore.
He kicked the first two in the qualifying, one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, and then he kicked yeah. one early, I reckon, last week, either the yeah. first or something
that
last
week. That
might
be the one I'm thinking of.
No, no, he definitely did the two. He kicked yeah. two in the first quarter of the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Well, that's a good bet then, because clearly that's the, what they're doing at the moment, is they're going, right, Libba, first quarter you sneak forward, try jag one.
Yeah.
Because that it's a system, right? It's not an accident that that happens.
Well, because it's also probably they put work into Libba early because he sets the tone.
Yeah. So then so send him forward a bit.
Yeah, bust forward.
Liver could bash someone on grand final day. I'm looking forward to it. I reckon he's wide at the moment, Liver.
Remember last time
and they won? Him and Viney could just punch.
This could be the last game of his career.
Do you know, I remember driving to the grand final 2017.
No, 16 was that one?
No, no, no. Giants, which one was 19? Was it 19? Drove a bloody motorhome from Subiaco to the MCG, and for 50% of that trip, I spoke about which player Mumford was going to actually kill, like die on the football field, and they did not fire one shot. Liver won't let me down. Liver will take someone.
So last time they won, he disappeared for like, what, 7 months?
Yeah, they found him playing footy in Thailand. Yeah,
got right. a Simpsons tattoo.
Colin Funky Miller.
He just lost the plot. So we might never see Liver after this one.
Isn't oh, it? Man, that was right off. Like some people say, oh, he was pissed or whatever. He was doing those interviews a minute after the game.
He's
sober then, and he was still talking absolute none.
The Fryer Tuck haircut. I loved him.
He's off his head. I absolutely love it.
So if he punches on, does he connect more or less than Alistair Lynch?
No, Libba wouldn't miss. He wouldn't miss.
He's not much of a fighter, is he, though?
No, but
he's a scrapper.
No, but say someone gets him in a headlock, he can just bloody head. He won't kill anyone, but I just want to see how tough he will be.
Yeah.
Him and Jack Viney, big game for Jack Viney.
Huge game.
Huge prelim. I reckon. I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. I reckon his career's been over pumped Rated. Up, yep. overrated.
Oh, hell yeah.
His prelim was exceptional. If he can become a premiership player for Melbourne,
yep.
It's warranted.
Oh, it changes everyone's career.
Is he like vice captain or something?
He was captain.
He was co-captain
yeah.
with Jones, I think.
And then was he co's with Max?
No, I think he was just co's with
Max. Max got it. Max was.
Yeah.
The choice. Yeah. I think he was with Jones and who was with Tringo? Grimes.
That
was epic.
Imagine being drafted there.
That killed two bastards. Careers.
Jack Watts as well. Jack Watts could play.
Yeah.
Just Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah, that was brutal.
Stop trying to pop up Jack Watts. You know, no, I think delivering.
Does
mate.
He
You're
make any?
Another
I was gonna say, does he? What's he doing now, Jack Watts?
Squash.
He does a bit of media.
Dogs.
He does Herald Sun.
Is he making any sort of? Stuff.
Oh, yeah, squash.
Clothing.
Squash.
Yeah, squash, mate. No,
give
but
him
like,
a layup.
No, but Maxi Gawn made a good point, and he said it on Deal Buckley's podcast, said, do you think that Jack Watts couldn't play?
Mm.
That Trengove couldn't play? Mm. Yeah, and rattled off all these. And
Jordan,
saying they
Jordan
couldn't.
Gisbert's, remember him? He's like a top 15 pick.
But not saying they couldn't.
It was a Sam Blees?
No, who
Sam
they take? Blees? They took pick four. Over Jimmy Tumpus.
Oh, yeah. That was the only ones.
Yeah. So
that was the only ones picked. They were meant to take Wines.
Yes. So Tom Morris tweeted this morning that apparently Ollie Wines' mother on draft night said, you've missed a Brownlow medalist.
You missed a Brownlow.
And the first comment underneath was, yeah, but we're playing the grand final from a Melbourne supporter. And then the next one underneath was a Melbourne supporter and goes, we are playing in a grand final. But I still would like Ollie Wines in my team.
Did you see that the pre-Brownlow video with all the mums and the dads?
That was great.
Ollie's mum was so confident. She was he's the best player in the AFL. Like,
and also,
did she say that in the video?
Mate, she was so confident. Yeah. It was great. The video was fantastic, actually. If you haven't seen it, like, it's
also, you could see
those ones where you just like,
see the
mum, shut up, mum.
Especially when you got kids, you're like,
it's a gut punch.
And also, she was very strong.
Was it on Seven or
yeah, it was on
AFL?
She was very strong on the fact that he was a large child, and you could almost see the pain behind it.
Imagine getting that head out.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
That head didn't grow overnight. My kids have got big heads.
Yeah, same. My son's head's massive.
Massive head. No wonder he couldn't walk straight for a while. Try balancing that big rock on his head.
What next, Joshua?
Oh,
Oh, quick one. About Freo, any truth for Cogs heading to Freo? The other one was Lachie Neal. Where does he end up?
Now or forever?
End of season.
Go on a limb, mate.
Ryan, absent when Lachie Neal was on
go
the
go on a limb, mate.
Nah,
what happened there?
What's that?
You were hiding from Lachie.
Absent when Lachie Neal was on the big screen, mate. You weren't at the table.
He wasn't at the Brownlee. Yeah.
He was on the big screen that talked to him.
It was a little bit like Luke Beveridge and Damien Barrett, where Damien Barrett had in the quarantine had ciders on Beveridge and would ring and say, "Hey, mate, don't come down to breakfast."
Yeah.
Bevo's down there.
He was on the opposite side of the country.
Baloney, you hid from him like a little bitch.
He was on a big screen. Oh, it's not like he could even see me. I wouldn't hide from Lachie.
He knew.
He knows.
And big TV shows coming up this weekend. This
tonight.
Week.
So tonight, the first one, 10 to 1. I don't know what time it's on. Probably 8:30, I think.
Not sure.
It's a countdown.
It's live, yeah?
No, tonight's one's not, okay. But the other ones are. No. So we're doing live stuff from Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday at the Canfield.
Yeah.
And
I'm doing one.
You're doing one? It'll be some.
Am I getting paid?
Who's on your eventually.
I'm not. You one day.
Am I getting paid for any of this stuff I'm doing?
Surely. I think it'll be good. Get amongst it if you can.
Yeah.
What? Who's on your panel?
Cuzzy.
What night are you doing?
Wednesday.
Yeah, I think Cuzzy, maybe Monday.
Barra, I like him.
Maybe
he's a ripper.
Elliot Yeo, maybe.
Oh, Yoey.
Yeah, I'm struggling to remember. There's
got
so
dinner
many
with his lunch with his brother panels on Friday.
Okay,
very dangerous. Might not
was
be
that Broken Hill? At
no, park? Not the Broken Hill, which the Yeos own. So give him a plug. But no, at the Canfield, a couple of guys. They love grand final and being around the atmosphere. You know, the MCG, you just head towards Richmond or the city. Yeah, and just shit's going on everywhere. They're like, oh, why don't we just have lunch at the Canfield? There'll be people there and actually our radio shows giving away tickets and Cuzzy speaking and stuff like that.
Yep.
So that'll draw people down. Mm. Just a bit of flair and a bit of colour.
If you're going to do it, just do it. Like so the shows we got are there, you know, live audience there, come down. Like, you'll be able to get a photo with Zave. It'll be amazing.
Oh, incredible.
No, they don't ever want photos. They just want to talk.
Headshot. He's just
they want to talk. They want to go, hey, like, I can go speak to these guys that are the superstars and they give me nothing, or I can speak to you and I give you $41 winners on the Brownlow. I mean, what would you rather?
True.
All right.
Josh.
I just want a bit of breaking news coming in. The return of a massive little fight. Ben Cameron and Ryan Daniels.
Oh, yes.
Why did we miss this?
Yes,
Ryan
did I
Daniels
miss it?
Dropping a hammer. Jared Brander has not been offered a new contract with the West Coast Eagles. 22-year-old former first rounder is preparing to move east. The Eagles will look to facilitate a deal with the upcoming trade period. Goes on. Ben Cameron directly at Ryan Daniels. Trevor Nisbet literally just said that on Sports Talk this morning.
Well, he said literally verbatim.
So this is amazing because I actually heard the ABC talk.
Yeah.
With Trev Nisbet, and I thought it was verbatim too. And then when I saw your tweet, I was like, "You working for ABC now?" I thought you might have been in that interview. No. I'm surprised. So you've just literally ripped.
Do you want me to talk through it?
You literally just ripped Ben Cameron's interview off.
Do you want me to actually talk you through it?
No, you're a dog.
I want to hear Zave go for a bit.
Yeah, I'd rather hear Zave's take on this.
No, so I'd been just asking, you would know, I've been talking to you about this stuff for a week. I've been asking about Brander and just trying to see where it's at, because a lot of cloudiness about Brander. And so Saturday morning, I got a text fairly early in the piece, and then I was waiting
From the bloke listening to the ABC. No,
it was a reply, and then I was waiting on another bit of confirmation about it. And then when I got it, I went with it. And I hadn't heard the ABC interview.
Uh-huh.
To be perfectly honest, Bridget Lacey, who works as the producer for that show, every Saturday she sends
very good operator,
the interview audio to a lot of different media. So I had it in my email, but I hadn't looked at it. So to be completely clear. Anyway, so the info I put on there was listening to the Nisbet interview after had nothing to do. Well, not nothing. It was still Jared Brander. No mention of no contract offer. No
verbatim.
No mention of facilitating the trades. There's no verbatim means exactly. It means exactly.
You're a sniffer and you've grabbed the story. It's almost like we do on radio sometimes where you take an interview from someone else and just insert your own questions and have the answers. That's what you've done.
When I saw this,
would you be pissed?
I could show you the text messages.
Would you be pissed if Benny Cameron and those guys on Sports Talk?
Lachie Neal is going to request a trade.
I would be pissed, but it's not what happened here.
Bulldust. So what's going on with you two? I'm sorry. It's starting.
Can I say how happy it made me feel when I saw that come up?
Oh, no, I loved it. And you might have texted me too.
I responded to him very calmly, I think. No, we've talked since, and again, we've mended whatever rift this appearance to I just said to him, mate, can we not do this in public every time? If you've got an issue with me.
No, he calls you out and I love it.
He's not calling you out. It's incorrect.
Because he knows you played to the majorities for a bit of a tickle on the pill bag and he just goes whack.
I do not like when...
But even your little minions, they jump on your tweets.
I don't like when... Their Twitter, the Ryan... Have they got a name, like your fan base now? Rhinos?
What's a baby rhino?
I should know this. I've had to read this baby book 900 times.
I think it's just a baby rhino.
Is it like a bull?
Yeah.
I think the dad's a bull. No, the dad rhino is a bull.
Maybe a puppy rhino, wouldn't it?
What's a baby rhino?
Puppy.
A calf.
A calf.
The calves.
The little calves just line up. The calves
come up on the Twitter.
No, I don't like when my integrity and credibility is questioned.
And I don't like when you start ripping blokes' shows off.
Okay. Okay. I would say that out of everybody, I'm pretty good at crediting people when they have stuff. I do that. I go out on a limb and do that sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
On a very interesting.
Listen to that
Benny
interview.
Cameron's had a few issues, hasn't he? And I understand each one of them.
He takes it up with me every single time.
I love it.
I don't know what the deal is, but we have spoken and we seem okay.
How'd you speak?
I think he might have had a few sherbets when he initially tweeted.
I think he might have, because I woke up and there was an Insta story with my name tagged to it.
Same.
From him.
Yeah.
But then it was deleted.
He deleted it, yeah.
Did you see the story?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
No, I didn't see the story, but then he messaged me and said, oh, no, I deleted that. It was something else about something or other. I don't know.
Ooh,
I was
like, layers.
I'm fine with Benny. I just keep saying to him, mate, I don't know what the issue is here. I like Ben Cameron. I always have. I thought he was a great young guy. Very talented.
Here. Anytime you need to speak like that at the end of talking about someone, you know, deep down you think he's a dick.
This is like Robbo v. Barrett.
It is. Honestly, no, I reckon something's going to happen here and you've either got to get our room at Rendezvous and sort it out.
Or fight to the death.
Or you punch on.
Yeah.
What would you rather?
What, have sex with Ben Cameron or punch him?
Yeah.
I think Ben would hope that I would say punch, and I would rather punch him in the face.
Yeah, you want to punch him in the face. You didn't need to add that bit.
No, you said, would you rather have sex with him or punch him?
I didn't say that. I did not say that first part. You said it.
All right, should we do grand final tips like Norm Smith?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, we know. Aaron Norton's going to win the Norm.
That's a rough one. Jacko McRae would be the odd, but I'm going to stick with Aaron Norton.
So McRae is the player of the finals, no matter what happens on Saturday, apparently, because he's got that many votes. Gary Ayres trophy.
Yeah, who votes in the... Don't worry about the Gary Ayres trophy.
Are you Norm Smith voting?
No, he's been doing the votes all through the finals.
Votes through the finals.
And who is number one?
Yeah, Jacko.
Yeah,
there you go. So I would say he...
Very
got
close
form.
As well to the coaches, the Gary Ayres one.
Yeah, mate, I watch every game closely.
Mm.
Should be a coach, mate. What are you doing?
So
I want to get back into footy.
So we think McRae?
If I was like your last ever dollar.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I'm going to go Aaron Norton.
Okay. Well, I like McRae and I do like Bailey Smith too.
Yeah, he's I was going to go Bailey Smith.
Narrative. The thing about the Norm is... Journo's vote.
How old is he?
Journo's love narratives.
Bailey, 20?
Right.
Got to be good at the age of 20 to get going on grand final
He's
day.
A player of the finals.
How old were you?
He's got the hair. 20.
Sorry.
The other one is, if Melbourne win, Max Gawn's going to be hard to beat because he's been the player of the finals for them.
100%.
And he's had the moment where...
But I still reckon Clary...
The narrative matters, trust me.
But Clary's narrative's there too, though.
What's the narrative for him?
Mate, second in the Brownlow.
He's a good player.
Breakout season. He's been
there. Ringer.
Yeah, like crazy hair. Yeah.
He'd have to have, put it this way, if Melbourne wins and everyone just plays okay and Max plays well, he's going to get it.
Yeah, Max gone though. He's got.
Well, you just said if everyone plays average, this bloke plays better. You get shit.
If it's all the same, he's going to be the one that they choose. But Clary has to get 40, I reckon.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, and kicks two.
Like, Tracker could get 25 and three.
Track.
Yeah, he's got match winner written
on it. All right, so I'm going Dogs in an upset.
Same.
Who did I say? Norton?
Norton. I'm going Dogs, and I think I'm going to go McRae. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go Dogs and Smith. It's an upset. We've all
So it's
them.
Not really an upset then if we've all think.
Mate, are they the favourites?
No, they're not.
Why do we think Melbourne's not going to win?
I say Treloar and Dunkley because I reckon they match up all the way down to get to Treloar and Dunkley.
Don't say Treloar, mate.
There's narrative. For a roughie, there's narrative with Treloar. Don't worry about that.
Don't mention him. Bevo's very touchy about anyone talking about Adam Treloar.
He won't get 30 point forward. He don't get enough contests.
Mm.
I've been watching him very closely for another reason. When he starts forward, it's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
All right. We got any left, Josh?
That's it, I think.
Nick's got to go have a shower and try and spruce up.
Yeah, sure.
I've got Hydrolite on my desk if you need it.
I'm fine. I've warmed up. My voice is half warmed up.
How good is it that when, like, usually I'm the one in Nick's state?
Yeah.
It's usually me sitting there trying to switch on.
Oh, I know what you feel. I can feel it. I'm actually feel hungover just being around.
It's the lack of sleep.
Yeah. But it's an old person hangover is just tiredness.
Yeah, just being really tired.
Yeah. Eyes heavy.
Yeah.
Dry mouth.
Yeah, all the lot.
You're a bit warm.
You know, it's not the old school where, like, yeah, you're still, like, you're just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Been the Hardball Gets AFL show.
Rock on.
He's trying to.
Is that our new sign off?
Trying a new catchphrase.
Do you like it?
No.
Rock on.
Josh, you liked it.
It's the Muppet. Rock on.
Oh, yeah, Muppet. Andrew Henry on the 7 producer. Rock on.
Oh, Muppet. You should have seen yesterday. Sorry, before we had the Waffle. Waffle's in a great state, actually. If you are in Perth, get down and watch the Waffle. Yesterday's game. West Perth up by 25 towards the end of the third quarter. Claremont kicked 9 of the last 10 to win. Oh. Great game of footy. But Muppet standing at the top of the run out with the player, the
massive
West Perth players.
Perth fan. Mate, huge West Perth.
It was slapping the boys on the back as they run through. Yeah, Muppet, I loved it.
He loved it.
He just said, they just said there was goal of the year in that game. I've just watched it before. Yeah. I can't remember who kicked it.
Keegan
it was
unbelievable.
Muppet's behind the goals. For those that don't know, he's at production at 7, and he's one of the rarest units I ever met. Fantastic guy.
Love him.
Sign off always, rock on, then walks away. Anyway, behind the goals, a bunch of kids. And just rock on it. And then he reckons he goes to one of the players. I yelled out, number 19, that was your player, dickhead. That was the goal to put them 25 points
up. Yeah, and then it all just turned and an avalanche came straight after.
Mate, that was one of my favourite Muppet stories was that info had got back to us that he was abusing a kid. Like just like yelling at a kid at the Waffle. And then we put it to him and he was just like, yeah, he was talking shit.
Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him.
He's the best.
And that's what you get at the Waffle is people who are passionate. I love it.
Yeah. All right. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show with thanks to the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. We'll see you next time.